T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, 37 degrees. Northwest wind gusting to 36 miles per hour. And you can see some light drizzle around the Wichita area. Thunderstorms marched across south-central Kansas Tuesday evening with high wind, some hail, thunder, and lightning. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for several counties, including Sedgwick. A wind gust was clocked at 61 miles per hour near Eisenhower National Airport. No major damage reported. Some power lines were blown down near Norwich. President-elect Biden has introduced a national security team, he says, will restore confidence in American leadership.
Tony Blinken, a State Department official in previous administrations, will be nominated Secretary of State.
We need to be working with other countries. We need their cooperation.
If confirmed, Alejandro Mayorkas will be the first immigrant to serve as Homeland Security Secretary, and Alvaro Haynes, the first woman to lead the Office of National Intelligence.
You know that I have never shied away from speaking truth to power.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry will serve in a new role, Special Envoy for Climate.
No country alone can solve this challenge.
President-elect Biden says his team signals America is back, ready to lead and not retreat from the world. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man reported missing a week ago has been found dead in a car in East Wichita. 29-year-old Jeremy Cook was reported missing last week by his mother. Police Captain Jason Stevens says Cook was last seen in a white Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the description of that car and its tag number were released to the public Sunday.
Due to that communication with the community, someone came forward and reported finding that vehicle in the area of Bailey and Armour. And upon recovering that vehicle, we found Mr. Cook deceased inside with a gunshot wound.
That vehicle was located Monday near Cottonwood Park, to the west of Lincoln and Rock Road. Police have no suspects in custody. With over 20,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County and hospitals over capacity, Sedgwick County Health Officer Dr. Gerald Minns has signed a new health order, which further increases community restrictions.
Mass gatherings are limited to 25 people who must wear masks and maintain 6 feet of social distancing. Fitness centers are limited to 100 individuals or 50% of the fire code capacity, whichever is less. Patrons must wear masks and social distance. In-person dining at restaurants is allowed between 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. only. Bars and nightclubs, in-person drinking areas must be closed by 11 p.m. Businesses and organizations are responsible for individuals complying with the order. County officials add it does not apply to people in their own homes. The order begins at 12:01 a.m. Friday, the 27th, and expires at 11:59 p.m. Saturday, January 9th, 2021. We have the entire order on our website, knssradio.com. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A federal program that had extended unemployment benefits for an extra 13 weeks in Kansas will be ending next month.
The U.S. Department of Labor informed the state labor agency that the Kansas unemployment levels have fallen below the eligibility threshold for the extended benefits program. The last payment for Kansans on the program will be the week ending December 12th. The Kansas Department of Labor will notify affected individuals. Kansas previously qualified for the program in June, which offered an additional 13 weeks of unemployment benefits for workers who exhaust regular unemployment benefits during periods of high unemployment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
There's good news in the fight against coronavirus, but bad news on the COVID lockdown front.
The Department of Defense gave an update on how they will get the vaccinations to hospitals and frontline healthcare workers within 24 hours of FDA authorization. A plan Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says they hope will be implemented as soon as the vaccines are ready.
If all goes well, we could be distributing vaccine soon after December 10th.
In the meantime, business owners in Los Angeles County, where all outdoor dining will be banned for 3 weeks starting Wednesday, are bracing for financial impact after the California Restaurant Association lost a court battle to bar the shutdown. And if you have plans to hit the bars in Pennsylvania the night before Thanksgiving, think again. There is now an order by the state's governor. Last call for alcohol at all restaurants and bars at 5 p.m. Wednesday. Laura Engel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. That's right, Wichita's number one talk, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, the day before Thanksgiving, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident now. This is North Wichita, an injury accident, eastbound lanes of I-235, and it's near the North Junction. Got a person pinned inside the one of the vehicles there.
Yeah.
Again, that's an injury traffic accident. Eastbound I-235 near the North Junction. Traffic update, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After some strong storms rolled through south-central Kansas last night, much quieter weather is settling in today, and that will lead to even better weather on Thanksgiving. With a gradual clearing sky, we should be breezy with a high 49, clear overnight, our low 34, then sunny and 57 on Thanksgiving Day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 36 degrees, kind of chilly out there. Northwest wind gusting to 29 miles per hour, which makes it feel kind of chilly out there this morning, right, Ted? Wow. You get a little moisture in the air?
Where I was, it wasn't gusting to 29.
Okay. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. We had a cloudy, breezy, rainy day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 54 degrees, normal high 52. National Weather Service reports 30 hundredths, about a third of an inch of rain near Eisenhower National Airport. Now, earlier this morning, I talked with one of the meteorologists out there at Eisenhower. He said it was snowing in Kingman County.
What?
In fact, we did have some snow to the west of here. And so, he said at one point there was a... At one spot in Kingman County, it had an inch of snow on the ground at one time. Now, I watched that tracked in the radar, and the thing, it was coming this way from the west, and it just collapsed, just went away. So, yeah, it's been snowing in south-central Kansas.
Yeah, when I came
this morning.
When I came in this morning, it was kind of misty and kind of raining on me, and I was thinking, it's cold enough that, man, it was just a little bit colder, we'd probably be seeing some ice and snow, but it just didn't quite get there.
Yeah, we're at 36 right now, so about 4 ticks above freezing. So.
And this just a few hours after a severe thunderstorm warning.
Yeah, we've had some really great weather the past 12 or 13 hours here in south-central Kansas. On this date in 1963, the body of President John F. Kennedy was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. His widow, Jacqueline, lighted an eternal flame at the grave site. Of course, it's still burning. You've seen it, Ted, at Arlington, haven't you? Pretty emotional place.
Yeah, I had a not so good experience there.
I can't remember what happened. Something.
You know, people were
acting up.
I felt like it was very disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
Kids were running all over the place, yelling and screaming. People were kind of acting like they were in the mall instead of at a place where you should be quiet and reverent. It kind of left me with a sour taste.
I didn't see that when I was there, but that's disrespectful. If you go to Washington, you got to go to Arlington. There's so much to see there, and it means so much. And again, as I've said many times on the air, you're right there in front of John F. Kennedy's great big grave with his light and everything, the flame. Then you go up the path to the left, just about, 15 yards maybe, and there's Robert Kennedy's grave. It's got a little white cross about 2 feet high. That's all there is there. Very, very humble. Anyway, President Kennedy laid to rest on this date. Well, with Thanksgiving now just a day away, California's health secretary is urging people to say no to family and friends who want to gather, joining other officials in issuing dire warnings about the spread of the coronavirus. Dr. Mark Gailey said it's not too late to cancel or change plans to limit Thanksgiving celebrations. Again, this is California. The warning comes as the pandemic forced four more counties in California with surging cases to be placed under the most restrictive rules for business operations, as Los Angeles is poised to issue the first stay-home order since spring. So, of course, in California, they'll take it on pretty radically. They believe in doing things that way out there. All right, so tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I'm going to be with family a little bit. Limited situation, though, Ted. Limited situation. Because we're just, this virus is just, it's just hanging on. Although we're hearing some fairly optimistic reports this morning from Fox saying that by mid-December they could start sending out a vaccine on this thing. Wow, wouldn't that be neat? State officials have launched investigations into a coronavirus outbreak at a veterans nursing home in Illinois that has infected nearly 200 residents and staff members and killed 27 veterans at one place. Man. News outlets report the outbreak happened at the state-run LaSalle Veterans Home. The state's Department of Veterans Affairs Tuesday requested an independent probe into the facility. No kidding. The current outbreak was identified in late October when a staff member and a resident tested positive for the virus. The home was not largely impacted by the pandemic until then. As of Tuesday morning, 40 residents, 24 staff members were positive for the virus. There are currently 101 residents at that home in LaSalle, Illinois. Yeah, I think you want to take a look into what was somebody asleep at the switch there when they found out there was somebody having it. I don't know. That's a heavy toll for one place. But got some more good news about it. An Alabama woman is home. Now, Ted, you, how many days were you in the hospital? 22?
22.
Okay. Alabama woman is home after fighting COVID-19 in the hospital for 223 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Birmingham resident Lori Wood was diagnosed just before Easter and was admitted to the ICU shortly afterward. After struggling through several complications, the 58-year-old was given a clean bill of health Monday and sent home 7 months after she went in. Yeah, obviously some complications there that really made it tough on Lori Wood. Well, 22 days is plenty, okay?
That was enough for
that
me.
That was plenty for you, and 223 days. Well, she made it. There are some good
stories. Yep, a lot of folks have not made it through this.
A lot of people have not made it.
Bless her heart.
She made it. All right, coming up on 6:18 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward on this Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. Ted?
Well, this would have been the season opener for the Shockers tonight. Of course, they got banned from that tournament up in South Dakota because of coronavirus positive tests. We do have college men's basketball season opening tonight, season opener for the Kansas State Wildcats. Hosting Little Apple Classic in Manhattan. Well, actually, it's this afternoon. K-State hosting Drake, 1 o'clock this afternoon to get the season started for the Wildcats. First time K-State and Drake have met in 64 years.
Wow.
Even though their campuses are only about 300 miles apart.
64 years, I'm trying to think.
You're going back to the mid-50s.
Mid-50s?
Yeah. The K-State is a 5.5-point favorite going into the season opener today.
Wow.
Kansas is set to open its season tomorrow with a massive matchup. Fifth-ranked Kansas, number one-ranked Gonzaga in the season opener as part of a two-game tournament in Fort Myers, Florida. And in fact, KU has won its last two matchups against the number one-ranked team in the nation. Wins over Baylor and Duke over the last 4 years. KU and Gonzaga meet for the first time in 22 years. Of course, Jayhawks had that 16-game winning streak at the end of last season. Plug got pulled for COVID, so Jayhawks have won 16 in a row. And then they'll play St. Joseph's tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, or Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, rather.
Okay.
KU Gonzaga on Thanksgiving Day. Coverage begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Tip off at 12:30 tomorrow. Listen to the Jayhawks on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs in action on Sunday afternoon at Tampa Bay, taking on the Buccaneers. Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. Chiefs are have won their last 8 road games as they head to Tampa on Sunday. Mitch Holtis will have pregame coverage beginning at 2 o'clock on Sunday. The game will kick off shortly before 3:30. Listen to Chiefs football right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, coming up 2 hours from now, we have a very special Wednesday edition of our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis as he'll preview the Buccaneers-Chiefs game. We usually have him on Fridays, but we'll have him on Wednesday this week, a pre-Thanksgiving visit with Mitch during the 8 o'clock hour. Be here 2 hours from now for that.
Right.
We have college football this weekend. Kansas State plays its road finale K-State is going down to Waco to take on Baylor. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock Saturday evening. K-State is a 5.5-point underdog. KU still looking for his first win of the season. Jayhawks are home in Lawrence on Saturday, a 24-point underdog hosting TCU. That game will kick off at 7 o'clock Saturday night in Lawrence. You can listen to the Jayhawks on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We do have the high school football state championships taking place this Thanksgiving weekend. Saturday afternoon in Class 6A, Derby will play for the state title against Blue Valley North. Undefeated Wichita Northwest on Saturday afternoon will take on Mill Valley. In Class 4A, this game will be Friday afternoon up in Hutchinson. Arkansas City takes on St. James. And then once again Saturday in Class 3A, undefeated Andale taking on Perry LeCompton. So Derby, Northwest, Arkansas City, and Andale are all going for state titles in
local
high school
teams.
Football.
Yeah, local teams.
And, of course, we do have pro football on Thanksgiving Day, as always. The Dallas Cowboys will be hosting the Washington football team tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. And then the primetime game tomorrow night on Thanksgiving Day, the top team in the league, the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. That'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You can hear both those pro games over on KFH. So heading into Thanksgiving weekend, a lot
plenty
going
of sports.
On.
Yeah.
So have fun with whoever your favorite team is out there. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Kids need the routine of a healthy lunch, no matter where they are studying. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.